Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis, and today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim, Receiving Hagun, Bikar of Mamish. And this Perek we begin by discussing the four Shimrim. What are the four Shimrim? So they're called Shimer Chinam, Shail, Noisus Sacher, and Seicher. A Shimer Chinam is a watchman for free. He's doing the owner of the object a favor by watching it. And the din is that he's only chayiv in Pshia. If he's negligent and something happens, he has to pay for it. But he's not chayiv for Gneva Veda. If it gets lost or stolen, he doesn't have to pay for that. And for sure, for Einus, if something unavoidable happens, he doesn't have to pay either. Now, Shail, a borrower, is the exact opposite extreme. He borrowed it, which basically means he's watching it. And since he gets all the hana, gets all the benefit, he's chayiv for everything, even Einsim. So for sure, for Pshia, if he's negligent. And for Gneva Veda, he's also chayiv. And even if in Einus, something unavoidable happens, he's chayiv. The only thing is Shail, a borrower's potter for, is Mesa Machamas Malacha, if it died while he was doing the work he had borrowed it for. Now we have our two middle ones, which are Shomer Sachar, he's getting paid to watch it, or Seicher, he's renting it. Now in regards to Shomer Sachar, the guy who's getting paid, he's chayiv for a little bit more than a Shomer Chinam, namely Gneva Veda. If it gets stolen or lost, he's chayiv to pay for that, but he's not chayiv for Einsin, and there's Machlekes what a Seicher's chayiv in. So Mishnah Aleph begins, a person deposited an animal or kelim by his friend, and this is talking about a Shomer Chinam, and they were stolen or lost, Shilim v'leratzli Shava, and the Shomer decided to pay and not swear. Sharei Amru, because Chazal said, Shomer Chinam nishba v'yotzei, a Shomer Chinam could swear that this was stolen or lost, and he'd be potter, he wouldn't have to do anything. But in this case, he decided to pay and not swear. So Nimsa Ganav, if the Ganav was found, Misham Tashlumi Kefel, the Ganav has to pay double, and Tamachu Machar, if the Ganav had shechted or sold it, Misham Tashlumi Arba v'chamisha, he has to pay 4 or 5, as we learned in the previous Masechta, and Lami Mishalim, who does he pay? Lami Shah Pikadon Etzloi, to the one who has a Pikadon, meaning to the Shomer, because the Shomer basically acquired the Pikadon by paying for it instead of by just swearing and pottering himself. However, Nishba Olerot Shalim, let's say he swore and he didn't want to pay, Nimsa Ganav, in this case, if the Ganav was found, Misham Tashlumi Kefel, he has to pay double. Tamachu Machar, if he shechted or sold it, Misham Tashlumi Arba v'chamisha, has to pay 4 or 5, and Lamila Mishalim, who does he pay? Labal Pikadon, the one who owns the Pikadon, because it, so to speak, went back into his Rishos when the Shomer swore, pottering himself. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, going on to the other Shomerim, Hasoicher Par Mechaveroi, a person rented a cow from his friend, Vishil Lacher, and then he lent it to somebody else, and he was allowed to do this. The owner said it was okay, and Umesa Gedarka, when it was by the Shoyal, the borrower, it died like regular. What happens? Yishava Soicher Shomesa Gedarka, the renter, he swears that the cow died a normal death, and he's potter, because everyone agrees that a Soicher is potter in Einsin. And the shayl, the borrower, he has to pay the value of the cow to the renter because he had borrowed it from the renter, and we know that a shayl is chayv in everything, even einsim. However, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Beis says, how could this guy do business with his friend's cow? Something over here is fishy. Shimon rented a cow from Reuven, lent it to Levi, and now when it dies, Shimon's potter from paying Reuven, the original owner of the cow, but Levi has to pay Shimon, the renter. That means that Shimon's gaining based off Reuven's cow. Rather, the cow just gets returned to the owner, meaning gets returned back to Reuven. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Daled. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.